Welcome to Random Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a random Wikipedia page every day. The random article for Monday, the 25th of May 2020 is Benjamin Lee Wolf. Benjamin Lee Wolf, April 24, 1897, July 26, 1941, was an American linguist and fire prevention engineer. Wolf is widely known as an advocate for the idea that differences between the structures of different languages shape how their speakers perceive and conceptualize the world. This principle has frequently been called the Sapir-Whorf hypothesis, after him and his mentor Edward Sapir, but Whorf called it the principle of linguistic relativity, because he saw the idea as having implications similar to Einstein's principle of physical relativity. Throughout his life, Whorf was a chemical engineer by profession, but as a young man he took up an interest in linguistics. At first this interest drew him to the study of Biblical Hebrew, but he quickly went on to study the indigenous languages of Mesoamerica on his own. Professional scholars were impressed by his work, and in 1930 he received a grant to study the Nahuatl language in Mexico. On his return home he presented several influential papers on the language at linguistics conferences. This led him to begin studying linguistics with Edward Sapir at Yale University while still maintaining his day job at the Hartford Fire Insurance Company. During his time at Yale he worked on the description of the Hopi language, and the historical linguistics of the Uto-Aztecan languages, publishing many influential papers in professional journals. He was chosen as the substitute for Sapir during his medical leave in 1938. Wolf taught his seminar on problems of American Indian linguistics. In addition to his well-known work on linguistic relativity, he wrote a grammar sketch of Hopi and studies of Nahuatl dialects, proposed a deciphering of Maya hieroglyphic writing, and published the first attempt towards a reconstruction of Uto-Aztecan. After his death from cancer in 1941, his manuscripts were curated by his linguist friends, who also worked to spread the influence of Wolf's ideas on the relation between language, culture, and cognition. Many of his works were published posthumously in the first decades after his death. In the 1960s, Wolf's views fell out of favor and he became the subject of harsh criticisms by scholars who considered language structure to primarily reflect cognitive universals rather than cultural differences. Critics argued that Wolf's ideas were untestable and poorly formulated, and that they were based on badly analyzed or misunderstood data. In the late 20th century, interest in Wolf's ideas experienced a resurgence, and a new generation of scholars began reading Wolf's works, arguing that previous critiques had only engaged superficially with Wolf's actual ideas, or had attributed to him ideas he had never expressed. The field of linguistic relativity studies remains an active focus of research in psycholinguistics and linguistic anthropology, and continues to generate debate and controversy between proponents of relativism and proponents of universalism. By comparison, Wolf's other work in linguistics, the development of such concepts as the allophone and the cryptotype, and the formulation of Wolf's law in Uto-Aztecan historical linguistics, have met with broad acceptance. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:23 UTC on Monday, the 25th of May 2020. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Benjamin Lee Wolf. This podcast is produced by Arbels May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Arbels May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Nicole. Thank you for listening to Random Wiki of the Day.